Well, I do appreciate you letting me preach, Brother Steve. And Brother Jamie. I told Brother Jamie when he come back here, I said, your daddy will never die long as you live. He's spitting image of him, isn't he? Now, I don't know what that means, spitting image. But I was raised that way, so I just thought I'd use it this morning. Take your Bibles, turn to the book of John, chapter number 10. Book of John, chapter number 10. I'm going to read just two verses of Scripture and then try to say a few things from these two verses. John 10, would you stand to reverence the reading of the Word of God? Look at verse number 14 and verse number 27. Verse number 14, verse number 27. Bible says that Jesus says in verse 14, I am the good shepherd,
yes, sir,
and know my sheep, and have known of mine. Verse number 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You can be seated. Thank you. I want to concentrate for just a few minutes, what little time I've got, on the knowledge that Jesus has of his people.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes in our journey, it seems as though he doesn't know us and seems to be a million miles away. But he knows us.
Yes, amen.
He knows his sheep, and his sheep know him.
Amen.
And so I want to talk to you for a few minutes in this chapter. Verse number 5, if you turn back there, you'll find out that it says, a stranger will they not follow. That's encouraging. But will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Now, God's people just don't pick up on everything that's coming out of pulpits. We know his voice, don't we? Back up in verse number 8, as you look down through here, you'll find it says, in verse 8, all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them.
Amen.
So they're striking out, aren't they? You'll notice in verse number 12, the Bible said, but he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. So these classifications we've just read, the strangers, thieves, robbers, hireling, the wolves, they did not know the sheep, and the sheep did not know them.
Amen.
Now, I don't know all the great theological meanings behind all this. All I know is we know him, and he knows us, according to these passages of Scripture. In verse number 14, again, I want to stay with the background of what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd and have known my sheep and am known of mine. That's a pretty close relationship.
Amen.
Let me mention first and foremost, as we go along here, the claiming relationship we have with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Claiming relationship. He said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. And they know me.
Yeah.
And this claiming relationship, as I thought about it, you know, I can't think of any good reason why Jesus would have me and you.
Right.
But I can think of a whole lot of reasons why he wouldn't claim us.
Amen.
Now, I'm glad I know Jesus, but I'm glad Jesus knows me. I'm not just laid claim on him, but he's laid claim on me. And I thank God for that, amen. When I first met my wife, saw her coming down the hall in the high school, I done claimed her first time I saw her. But it took a while to get her to claim me, though. But in this case, I don't know how to better say it, but the likes of God let the likes of Jesus love the likes of us. And we're not the best crowd in the world. God's people are special, but we're not the best crowd. There are better places, and there are better things in another world. But as we think about this claim with the sheep, there is an individual claim. I don't know who said it. Somebody, I think it might have been Brother Dana, said if there's 100 people saved here in the meeting, he saved all of them one by one. They did not come as a group. He doesn't use group therapy. He saves everybody on a one-by-one basis. The sheep do not hear the voices of all that other crowd that we talked about, but each one hears his voice. And the best question I could ask you today, does he claim you today? Are you claimed by Jesus? Are you claimed by God? Do you have an open relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you ashamed to talk about him? If he were here, would he be ashamed to claim you? This relationship was an individual relationship. Verse number 14, we see not only an individual, but it's an inclusive claim in our lives. He not only has the ability to be the shepherd of this sheep over here, but he has the ability to be the shepherd of this sheep over here. Something early on in my Christian ministry that I never could figure out, and it took a while for me to learn doctrines and so forth and so on, but I found out that Jesus could be at my house helping me, and he could be in Tennessee helping somebody at the same time. And then he could be in Georgia somewhere else helping somebody there at the very same time. So this is a very inclusive claim. You say that sounds like too big a job for anybody. Well, he's bigger than a job. And he's quite capable of helping all of us. Amen? He calls us individually. Then he calls us as a flock. But he's God. And besides him, there's no other. So there's no problem with him claiming us. Amen. Jesus went out to the Sea of Galilee after the resurrection. The old fishermen were out there unclothed, fishing. And Jesus could have easily said, "You bunch of buzzards, get in here." But he didn't. He didn't. He said, "Children, that's family talk. Now you may lose your claim on him, but he'll never lose his claim on you." Thank God. Number two, it's not only a claiming relationship, it's a calling relationship. Now, there is that communicating voice of his.
Amen.
He has a voice unlike anybody else. And he communicates with that voice. Very simple. He calls us by name. Now, I don't profess to know anything. I'm just a dumb block. But I don't know about all God's ways. I'll admit that. But I know when he is near his sheep, they pick up on his voice.
Amen.
Amen. When he called me and saved me, I wondered if maybe I missed it because there were other Doug Beardens in Georgia. But when he calls your name, even though somebody else has your name, I promise you, he knows how to call it where you'll know, that's me. It's a sensitive voice. It's a stable voice. It's a sounding voice. And he can call you individually by name. Think about that. I've had a half a dozen men come up to me this week, shake my hand, and said, "I've heard about you for a long time, and been said some things have been said about you. And, well, that bothered me a little bit. But they said, I'm glad to put a face and a voice with the picture I had of you in my mind. Usually that don't look a bit like what we think it is in our mind. But I promise you, when he calls your voice, there'll be an immediate response from those who've been born again. They know his voice, and he knows us. All of our needs for him is just to speak to our hearts. I am persuaded you're a fine brother. I am persuaded that he will call our name, and all we have to do is do as others. Speak, thy servant heareth.
Amen.
And that's certainly what we ought to do.
Right.
I wonder, I'm not questioning anybody's salvation, but I wonder how many here hear the voice of God. I mean, your voice. He knows, but how about his voice?
Yeah,
do you know it?
Right.
There is a difference.
Right.
Not only a voice of communication, but it's a voice of compulsion.
Surely.
You remember what he said in verse 27? My sheep hear my voice. I know them. Watch this. Underline it in your heart and your mind. And they follow me. I don't know about this crowd that's in one day and out the other. One denomination one day, another denomination the next. The bottom line is we know his voice. If we've been born again and he knows our voice because we're his sheep, we're his flock. Amen. According to the scriptures we read, the sheep were afraid around strangers. And they were afraid around thieves. I've been around a few of them. They were afraid of robbers and hirelings and wolves. But they knew him. And when he spoke, he would follow them. I read not too long ago that when they put, the shepherds put the sheep in a fold at night to rest. And if a big storm comes up, they inevitably get stirred up. And it said that every shepherd could take the crook of his staff, tap it on a rock. And whoever was tapping on the rock, his sheep would go to bed at peace for the night.
Amen.
I'm glad he's knocked on my heart a few times when I thought everything was over. My wife was in the hospital having her second cancer. And second cancer surgery in the same room, same hospital, same doctor. Same nurses. And I got all kind of calls. We really got flooded by calls. And I appreciate them. But I quit calling them back. And Gail said, how come you did that? I said, I'm tired of hearing from preachers. She said, well, that's no attitude to have. I said, I didn't mean it ugly. I said, I just want to hear from God. I want God to speak to my heart. And I laid my head down that night. Just as my head hit the pillow, I heard that sweet, sweet voice say, Doug, everything's going to be all right. And I was in the room shouting. And the black nurse come in and said, "Preacher, what in the world's wrong?" I said, "There ain't nothing wrong. He just told me everything's going to be all right." I picked the phone up at 1 o'clock in the morning, called Steve, and said, "God finally spoke to my heart." They woke Gail up the next morning off of a morphine drip. And I went to tell her what God had said to me. And she said, "Before you do, let me tell you what God said to me." I said, "Well, what God say to you?" He said, "Everything is going to be all right." I'm glad. Thank God that he's consistent and knows how to pass on our name some recognition and call us by name. Well, there's times of storms. I sensed he was near. But there were times of storms I didn't sense he was near. Claiming relationship. There's a calling relationship. But last of all, I just want to mention this. I think it's very important to me. It is to me, ought to be to all God's people. Our relationship with him, more on his part, is a caring relationship. It's a known fact that the shepherd takes care of the sheep. The sheep don't take care of the shepherd. Amen? Back in old Bible times, it was the shepherd dying for the sheep. But in our days, it was the sheep dying for the shepherds. You and I ought to realize his help is there physically and spiritually. We've got his phone number. We can call him at any time, and he'll respond to us. Watch verse number 28. Well, read verse 27 with me again. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." Boy, he's a giver, isn't he? I talked to some folks at my church recently that don't tithe and they don't give. They're stingy and greedy. They don't get that from the Lord. The Lord is a giver. Now, I realize we don't live in the past, can't do anything about it. Realize we don't live in the future, but he's a right now God that can help us in all our needs. The Bible tells us that Martha ran to him when Lazarus died. You've done heard this, but I'm going to tell you again. Martha ran to him, said, "Lord, if thou'd been here, my brother had not died." And he responded to her, "I am the resurrection and the life, and he that believeth in me shall never die, shall live, but never die." That's something for us to be careful that we don't miss the caring ministry of God. He cares for every one of his people. Amen? I heard someone say not long ago preaching, he's preaching hard on preachers, not against them, but preaching them, putting them down pretty hard. He said, "We need some more Spurgeons and need some more Moody's and we need some more Ironsides." Well, I'd done heard and listened to him till I couldn't hold back no more. And I said, "We don't need them. We need the men of God that are here today to have the touch of God on them and be anointed by the Spirit of God and filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
God didn't call us for that day. And He didn't call us for that day. He called us for today. To do the work that God wants done today. And we ought to be hard at it, knowing that He cares about you and I.
Amen.
Amen. Just be what God wants you to be. Quit worrying about whether you can preach like Brother Steve or Brother Dana. I don't know what God did for Brother Dana. Sometimes I think He did some strange things to him. But you ain't never going to preach like Brother Dana. You might as well quit trying. Just be what God wants you to be. I think about the rapture. Now, personally, I believe it's near. I was at a hospital one day talking to a lady. She said, "Preacher, I'm fixing to go home." I said, "You are?" She said, "I am." I said, "How are you going to get there?" She said, "I'm going to just travel north." I said, "I don't think I'd do that." She said, "Why?" I said, "You've never been there. I've never been there. And Jesus is the only one that knows the way there. Because He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life." Now this lady's lost. She's trying to win her to the Lord. And she said, "Oh, preacher, will you read from the Bible?" So I read from the Bible for her. She said, "Preacher, I think I'm ready now. I knew I wasn't prepared, but I want to get prepared and pack my pocketbook up so I can take it with me." I said, "You'll not take it, but He'll flat come get you if He's got a claim on you." Amen? There's a present experience. You can feel God. I hear these people talking about worship is not a feeling. It's not a feeling. But you'll sure get the feeling something worshiping. Amen? This fella making a round around here got gas put in his tank. He was feeling something. Amen? Let me encourage you before I stop. Jesus is never going to leave you now or never leave you in the future. Amen? We all have our pains, some more than others. We all have our brokenness, some more than others. We all have broken hearts, some worse than others. We all have fears and failures. But He said that He was a high priest that could be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. I don't know where you are this morning, but it sure would be good for you to just let Him touch your feelings. In this big a crowd, I would say there's probably somebody lost. I'd say there's many that are saved, but they're bound and can't get around and do the work of God. But Jesus can loose you and set you free.
Thank God. Amen.
And if you're lost, He can save you.
Amen.
He knows what spot we're in. He knows the darkness we're experiencing.
Amen.
He knows the place where we're seated. And He knows the pain we're experiencing. And isn't it strange how that He knows? I'm not going to go into all the details. Some here already know it. But Miss Gail and I, we went through the last 2 years great sickness. I've had a heart attack. She has. I've had sepsis. Sepsis turned into AFib. And we have been in the hospital and out so much. But I want to tell you, I found out that's not the worst thing that can happen to you. We had something happen in our family. And I'll be honest with you, every night I'd say, Gil, what in the world's going on? One day she left the house, and I done got to the point where I said, God, I'm going to die here. I really believe that the heart attacks we both had came from this situation. And I said, Lord, I can't go no more. And somehow, I don't know how, I don't even remember getting out of my seat, but I fell flat on my face at the carpet and screamed as loud as I could to God and asked him for help. If you don't believe me, ask Miss Gail. She come walking in, and I was on the floor bawling and begging God. And when I got up, it was a different story. He knows where you are. He knows what you're experiencing. And thank God when he knows when to call. Most of you are here because he called you.
Yes, sir.
Or you'd be out yonder in the world somewhere.
Right.
This call in love is bigger than daddy's call in love.
Yes, sir.
This love is bigger than mama's love. Not putting mama's down.
Yes, sir.
I'd have darts in me all day long. But this is bigger than mama's love.
Amen.
I want to tell you that he loves you. He loves me.
Amen.
And he loves the people in the world. And he died for them.
Amen.
And was buried and raised again the third day. And ascended back into heaven. And seated at the right hand of the Father. To help me and you.
Amen.
Thank God for the claims.
Amen.
In our relationship with Christ.
Amen.
Amen, preacher.